fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
On Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I am Silver!
It was evening. The Lone Ranger and his Indian companion Tonto had pitched camp in the hills outside the small western town of Rocky Hill. The two men were preparing supper as they discussed the purpose of coming to this section of the West.
In the morning, we'll get word to the sheriff of Rocky Hill that we're here, Tonto.
Ah. But you not say why Marshall asked you to come to Rocky Hill, Kemosabe.
An outlaw gang is operating in this vicinity. The sheriff and his men haven't been able to run them down. So the marshal back in Pecos asked if we'd try to help.
Well, maybe...
Down, fellow, quick!
Shot come from over that way.
Yes, I know. I saw a puff of smoke.
Someone see mask. Think we outlaw, maybe.
It could be, but... There goes a rider out of that arroyo.
Me shoot.
No, hold your fire, Tonto. We'll get Silver and Scout and follow him. Come on. Steady, Mickle.
Easy, Scout. Easy, fella.
One, two, three.
Get him up, Scout.
Half an hour later, Lucky Weeks, who had come to town 6 months before and had bought the Rocky Hill Cafe, looked up as a tall, dark man entered his private office at the back of the building.
Hey, senor.
You seem excited, Miguel. What's up?
He's here, senor Lucky, coming outside of this town.
Sit down. Tell me who you're talking about.
The masked man that I have tell you about when I join up with the gang, senor. The one who rides the white stallion and rides with an Indian.
You mean that hombre you call the Lone Ranger, who works with the law?
Si, Senor Lucky. He's the same one I'm speak of. He's not good.
Maybe he isn't as smart as you made him out to be, Miguel. Are you sure you saw him?
Si, I am most sure. Even I have shooted him, but it's too quick. I didn't hurt him.
You fool, why did you do that?
I see the chance. I think to myself, this is good time to do away with that master.
But you might have spoiled everything. If he saw you,
No, senor, he did not get a good look at me. I ride away quick when he starts shooting back, then I come here to tell you. He's one smart hombre, Senor Lucky.
Having him around isn't so good at that. He finds out I'm leader of that gang of... Hey, Miguel.
Huh?
Stand up a minute.
Well, why, senor? What?
I remember you saying he was tall, well-built.
Si, that's right.
You're tall and well-built, too, Miguel.
But I don't savvy. What
Listen, the breeder's out in the cafe right now. we get a white stallion and put a mask on you, senor, you could tell the breed how to dress to look like the Indian that rides with the masked hombre.
Why don't sabe, senor Lucky? Why should
I...
Wait
a minute till I close that window, and I'll tell you what I've got in mind. All right, Miguel. Now listen close. I'll tell you how we'll get rid of that masked man and his Indian friend.
Meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had followed Miguel to the back door of the cafe. They were listening outside the back window when Lucky went to close it. It was then the Lone Ranger spoke.
He didn't see us listening, Tonto. Too bad we couldn't hear everything.
Then plan to disguise fella called Miguel as Lone Ranger and fella named Breed as Tonto.
I know.
We leave now?
No, not yet. I want to stay here and study that fella Miguel's features. You do the same, Tonto.
Well, why we stay and look at Miguel?
When we get back to camp, I want you to help me disguise myself as Miguel. And I'll put my mask back on. Anything happens, I'll be ready for it. Now observe him closely, Tonto.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto returned to their camp and immediately set about fixing the disguise.
There, I think that berry dye of yours gives me the swarthy complexion that Miguel has.
That right. Now me fix scar and chin like him has.
Do a careful job, Tonto.
Me make it just like Miguel's.
I wish we could have heard what they were planning.
Me think them plan to get Lone Ranger into trouble with law, Kimasabi.
Yes, I'm sure of it. We'll be ready for them. As soon as we finish with this, we'll ride to the edge of town. I'll wait there while you take a message and a silver bullet to the sheriff.
There. That looked just like scar Miguel have.
Good enough. After you fix up a few of the lines, such as he has in his face, I'll put my mask back on and we'll leave for town.
Back at the cafe, after Miguel and Lucky had talked over their plan, Miguel went out to make preparations. A short time later, Lucky looked up as Buck entered his office.
Miguel told me you wanted to talk to me, Lucky.
Yeah, I do, and it sure took you long enough to get here. Sit down, Buck.
Yeah, sure. Well, what's up?
Miguel and I've got a plan cooked up to get that masked man and the Indian, see?
Yeah, he told me.
I've been thinking we've got to get the sheriff out of town. That's going to be your job, Buck.
But how can I do it? I can't go asking.
Don't be a fool. Listen. Sometime during the night, take a couple of the men and go out and rustle a few head of cattle from some nearby ranch. Maybe the Wilson Ranch is a good one. He's got prize cattle. And he'll send for the sheriff pronto when he finds out some of them are missing. Don't make any slip-up. See that you don't get caught. We just got to get the sheriff and his men away from here tomorrow, understand?
Sure, Lucky. You can count on it.
Early the following afternoon, a cowhand from one of the outlying ranches hurriedly drew rein in front of the sheriff's office.
Hold there. Hold steady, boy.
Yeah, howdy, Sheriff. Glad to find you in your office.
What's up, mister?
I'm out at the Wilson Ranch. Somebody got away with some of our cattle during the night. Mr. Wilson wants you to come out with some men and try to trail the rustlers.
Rustlers, eh? Yeah, you lose many cattle?
About 20 or 30, I reckon.
All right. I'll get some deputies and come along out there. For the last 6 months, outlaws have been raising the dickens in this territory. Can't seem to get a line on them. Come on, I'll round up my deputies right now.
About dusk of the same day, Lucky Weeks left his office at the back of the cafe and sauntered into the front room.
Hi, Lucky.
Hi, Buck. Just a man I want to see. Come on to the table near the door.
Sure. Things going all right here?
Yeah. I heard you took care of your job all right. Things start to happen. Get to the door with me quick so they can't get out too fast.
Sure, I savvy. What do you think? Almost time?
Any minute now. I guess Miguel should be about ready.
Hey, something's happened outside. Yes, down the street.
Hey,
Come on, Buck, quick.
Sure.
Hey, look. A couple of hombres riding hard this way.
One's masked. The other's an Indian.
This'll stop him.
Look out.
Hey, gosh, Lucky. You spoiled my aim. You and Buck was blocking the doorway.
Where's the sheriff? Couple of wild hoots just tearing up the bank.
The sheriff and his deputies went out to the Wilson Ranch to track down some rustlers this afternoon.
Quiet. Quiet, everybody. You all saw that masked man, and he was riding a white horse.
Yeah. The other one with him was an Indian.
I know. Now, listen. Yesterday, McGill told me he saw a masked man and an Indian camping on the trail north of town, a short way out. The camp's hidden in a clump of trees. He took a shot at them, and they ran him away.
It must be the same two hombres.
We ought to do something since the sheriff's gone.
Sure, we ought to do something. We can't have outlaws running roughshod over us in this town. I say let's get our horses and ride out there to surprise him. We wait till the sheriff comes back, it may be too late.
Lucky's right. Let's find that camp.
Sure, there's no time to lose.
All right, then. Get your horses and meet me out front in 10 minutes. We'll round up those outlaws before they know what struck them.
Meanwhile, Tonto, who unnoticed by Lucky Weeks or the others, had been standing just inside the back door of the cafe, softly opened the back door and went out. For a moment, he thought of going to warn the Lone Ranger. Then, remembering that the Lone Ranger had plans of his own and had given him certain instructions in case anything should happen, Tonto moved quickly to the side of his waiting horse, Scout.
Easy, Scout.
See, feller?
We're going to get Sheriff at the Wilson place. Get him up, Scout!
A short time later, the evening shadows crept over the camp. Lone Ranger, whose face under his mask was still disguised to resemble Miguel, lay resting as he waited for Tonto to return from town with any news he might have. The masked man was relaxed and dozing. He knew from experience that his great stallion Silver, ever on the alert, would warn him of any approaching danger. It was then that such a warning was given.
Something startled Silver. Steady, fella. Steady.
For a few moments, the Lone Ranger's keen eyes could see nothing out of the ordinary. Then they came into view, a ring of horsemen moving cautiously toward the camp.
This is it. Sooner than I expected. They have the camp encircled. Take it easy, fella.
Might as well give up, mister. We got you surrounded.
For a moment, the Lone Ranger's hands itched to reach for his guns. Then, as he slowly and calmly looked around, he saw that it was useless. He was a perfect target for the closing circle of men.
I expected the sheriff to be with him.
Oh, 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 oh.
Easy there.
Steady, boy. Keep him covered, men.
All right, Lucky.
I see that Indian friend of yours isn't here. No matter. We'll round him up later. Now, before we give you what's coming to you, tell us where that money is that you stole from the bank a while ago.
Take his guns, Lucky, before you try to question him. He might try to pull something fast.
Good idea. Turn around and keep your hands up, mister. Yeah, I got him.
He sure has got his nerve being so calm.
He won't be calm long.
Make him tell where the money is, Lucky.
All right, you. What'd you do with the bank cash?
The Lone Ranger stood looking at Lucky Weeks. For purposes of his own, he said nothing.
Sure. Guess he don't want to talk, Lucky.
He must have hid the money here someplace.
Yeah, it ought to be easy to find.
That's
sure,
right.
We'll find it whether he talks or not. Mister, we know you're the one who robbed the bank, you and that Indian friend of yours. Most all the men here saw you riding away on that white stallion with that mask on.
Hey, Lucky, let's get him into town to the sheriff. He'll make him talk sooner or later.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute, men. I got a better idea.
What is it, Lucky?
We can find the bank money around here, wherever it is. I say we've put up with enough outlaws. And it's about time we took over without bothering the sheriff. I say let's string up this owl hoot now, right here in his own
camp.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Lucky and the townsmen had moved in on the Lone Ranger's camp, getting the drop on him. Lucky, wanting to get rid of the Lone Ranger as soon as possible, talked the men into hanging him right there in his own camp.
That's the idea, Lucky.
I got a rope right here.
We'll string him up to that tree there.
Hey, Lucky, grab that mask off his face before we have the roping party. Let's see what he looks
sure,
like.
Yeah, right. Take off that mask. Let's have a look at him.
Sure. Why not?
Hey, what?
So you would have the man your friend Miguel, no?
It's Miguel.
Holy catfish, he robbed the bank.
Miguel, you fool. I don't know what this is all about, you being here. But you've got some explaining to do.
Right now, Senor Lucky, it is my neck that is in danger because of you. You must stop them, no?
That might not be easy. Hold on, man. We all know Miguel. I don't know how come he was the one, but we'd better take him back to the sheriff.
No, let's hang him like you said before.
He's a crook, so let him hang.
Yeah. We gotta do something.
Right.
Buck and I say he don't hang, understand? We're taking Miguel into the sheriff.
Make him tell where the money is.
Don't talk, Miguel. Don't talk.
I have nothing to say. I know nothing about the bank money.
We saw you riding from town.
He got you, did you ride?
Let's make Lucky give him up.
Here comes the sheriff and his men.
What's going on here?
You, Lucky, what's this all about?
If I should talk, Senor Lucky...
No, keep quiet. Sheriff, the men here say Miguel robbed the bank in town. I'm sure now it was someone else. They want to hang him.
We saw him leave town with that mask on.
Yeah, and Lucky, you were the one who wanted the rope party.
How come you found us, Sheriff?
I got word the bank had been robbed and that you all rode this way. Miguel, what you got to say for yourself?
But it is all such a big mistake, Senor.
Quiet, everybody. I'll get at the bottom of things later. There'll be no hanging while I'm Sheriff of Rocky Hill. And if there is, a lot of you will wind up in Boot Hill.
Oh, Lucky, give me those guns you're holding.
I took them from Miguel. Don't know where he got them, but... Ah, well, here.
Thanks. Likely as not, he stole them like he gets everything else. All right, you men, get back to town. Me and my deputies will bring the prisoner to the jailhouse. Now get going.
More than an hour later, the Lone Ranger, posing as Miguel, was in a cell at the town jail. The sheriff was talking to him through the bars.
Well, looks like things are working out our way so far.
Yes. For a moment, I thought things were going to get out of hand until you came up. Oh, where's Tonto?
He's out back in the shadows. Been keeping out of sight.
Good.
Here's your mask, in case you want to put it in your pocket and use it later.
Oh, thanks, Sheriff.
You sure did fool the men. Lucky Weeks, too. Guess it was just dark enough for you to get away with it.
Lucky was plenty surprised, I'll admit.
Yeah. Lucky said he wanted to talk to you. Told him to come around in a little while. I'm sure he plans on helping you escape, so I'm trying to make it easy.
Well, that's what we want.
Me and my men will be with Tonto, ready to follow if you and Lucky ride away together.
Right.
You'll find your guns in the top drawer of my desk. Go easy. If you have to put on an act with the deputy, I'll leave on guard. He's not in on the plan, just in case.
I'll go easy with him. You know, I think we'll get things settled tonight, one way or another.
Meantime, Lucky Weeks paced the floor of his office as he talked to his man, Buck.
That fool Miguel must have gone loco. I can't figure out why he was at that camp instead of the Lone Ranger.
I knew you couldn't trust Miguel to pull a big job, Lucky. Look, where'd he get that stallion and those fancy guns he had?
How the deuce do I know? Miguel said he had friends who could fix him up with trappings like the Lone Rangers, but I didn't expect him to be that good. Believe me, Buck, I'll make that crazy coyote do some tall explaining. After I find out where he put the cash he got from the bank.
It's funny we didn't see any sign of that masked man or the Indian that's supposed to ride with him. Well, what are you going to do? If Miguel should talk,
now you... I'll get him out of there before the sheriff can make him talk. I'm going over there to see him tonight and give him a chance to escape.
Well, I hope your plan works.
It'll work all right. I'll have Miguel meet us out back here. We'll have a bronc for him since the sheriff impounded that white horse of his.
What then?
Then we'll make him go with us to the hideout and get the cash. After that,
Miguel will be found dead along the trail someplace by morning. It's too dangerous to have around. Guess I'll go over now to carry through my plan. See you later.
A few minutes later, Lucky reined up in front of the sheriff's office.
Oh, oh there, oh.
Hi, Lucky. What do you want here?
I come to have a talk with Miguel. Take me back to him.
Nothing doing. Nobody's allowed to visit the prisoners in this here jail without the sheriff being here to tell them that they can.
I saw the sheriff going down the street a few minutes ago.
I know he's gone. That's why you can't see that no good Miguel. Better come back when the sheriff's here, Lucky.
Shut up and let me talk a minute, will you?
Why? I told you you can't see him, so what's the use of wasting words? Come back when the sheriff is here and you can...
You told me that before. Now look, Lunkhead. What I'm trying to say is that the sheriff himself told me I could come in here and see Miguel. It was just a while ago that he said...
Oh, yeah. I remember now. He did say I was to let you see him for not more than 5 minutes. Come on. Somebody to see you, Miguel.
Oh, you come to see poor Miguel, no? Miguel, he think maybe everybody forget him, Senor Lucky.
Ah, dry up. You've only been in here an hour or two. All right, Deputy, let me talk to him alone.
Sure thing. I can't give you more than 5 minutes, Lucky.
Here, Miguel, I brought your gun.
Oh, that is good, Senor.
It's up to you to get the guard, unlock the door, and come inside the cell. Then sock him on the head and escape. Meet Buck and me behind my office as soon as you can.
Si, I sabe, Senor Lucky. Miguel will soon be so very sick, then the guard will come in, no?
Maybe that'll work. I don't know. I gotta leave now. Come as soon as you can.
Si, I was gonna meet you, Senor.
Good. Be seeing you.
It was 10 minutes later when the guard heard the man he thought to be Miguel calling from the cell block.
Jailer, come quickly, jailer!
Something wrong with Miguel.
Jailer, please, I am so sick.
Oh, what's the trouble, Miguel?
Oh, my head, my stomach. Oh, Miguel is dying, perhaps.
I better have a look at you. Oh, yeah. Maybe you ate your supper too fast.
Not move, senor. This gun, she's loaded.
Holy smoke, where did you get that gun?
That does not matter. Either Miguel must shoot you, or you will go to the back of this cell and keep quiet.
Oh, look, I'll keep quiet.
Oh, I will take your keys and your gun, senor. Bueno. Now, move far back in the cell.
Sure, Miguel.
Adios, senor.
Help! Help! Jailbreak! Help!
Retrieving his own guns, the Lone Ranger hurriedly left the jailhouse and met Lucky and Buck behind the cafe as planned. The three then rode at a fast pace for some distance until they arrived at an old deserted farmhouse back in the hills.
Well, hey.
Well, here's the hideout.
I hope we find the breed here.
Si, senores. Breed, she is here.
That money better be here, too.
But of course, Senor Lucky.
I'll give the signal now.
As the Lone Ranger stood waiting for the door to open, he knew this was to be the showdown. So far, neither Lucky nor Buck had noticed that he once more carried his own guns. Now he fingered them in readiness for what was bound to happen. Then the door was unlocked and opened.
Oh, it's you, Lucky. Come in.
We came to... Hey, what is this?
Caramba. It's like my twin brother you bring with you, Senor Lucky.
Miguel! But this hombre... Miguel, you here?
Him here all day. We play cards till you come.
Lucky, this must
Don't move, any of you.
This hombre's tricked us. We're five against one. Gun him down, men.
No, you won't.
No, my wrist. No. We got
this place surrounded.
We'll drop your guns, all of you. All right.
You all right, Kimasami?
Yes, Toto, yes. Well, Sheriff, I guess this solves the problem of the outlaw gang that's been operating around here. Oh, Miguel... Where's the bank money?
Bank money? But I don't know, senor.
I said, where's the bank money?
Oh, senor, my arm. You're twisting it off. No.
Yes, if you don't talk pronto.
It is there under a floorboard in the corner.
I'll see about that. Yep, here it is. Still in the bank sacks.
Yes, sir.
We got you cold on this job, Miguel. You and the breed.
Well, Senor Sheriff, Lucky, he is planning it all. Always he is planning the jobs we do, even those cattle to get you out of town.
Shut up, you. We'll get plenty of evidence against all of you when you each begin to squawk about the other.
Miguel's a fool.
But it was you who got fooled, Lucky, remember?
This hombre who looks so much like me, I don't understand.
Perhaps this will help you to understand.
Hey, a black mask. But how you a fool Lucky with such a voice, it's not possible.
Well, Senor Lucky is most easy to fool, no? Come on, Toto, let's get out of here.
Me bring Silver him outside.
Adios, Sheriff.
Adios.
Hey, who is that hombre?
How come the mask, I wonder?
You know him, Sheriff? Looks just like Miguel.
He'd probably jump off a cliff if he thought he had to stay looking that way. I know him all right. So do these crooked hombres. That's why they tried to pull a trick on him. By having Miguel wear a mask and ride a white horse while him and Breed robbed the bank.
Yeah, him pretty bad medicine.
He sure is. He's the kind of medicine that gives crooks a plenty big pain. But he can cure a lot of ills for them as need it.
Ah, why don't you tell him he's a lone ranger and be done with it?
Lone ranger, you hear that?
This is a product of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.